When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia friends, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. What's this? Are we coming to you twice in a week?
We are, everybody. That is our thank you to you for making this show so popular.
Yep, you guys have made us number one, so we're going to go ahead and give you more episodes. Okay, I am here with my very best friend, Meredith. Meredith, say hi.
Hello, kids in the car.
So here's the deal. Today's episode was requested from Omari and Elliot.
And what is it?
They wanted it really bad, and it's Fortnite.
Come on, guys. You kids know I don't play video games. Lila. I'm getting some help from a fellow Fortniter in my household. Is that okay if I get some help today?
I mean, I think it's going to make it less painful for sure.
And better for the people in the car as well.
Yes. So I would also like to add that I have vetted all of these questions with my son, Wyatt, who also plays Fortnite, so that I feel confident that they're good questions that you will know the answers to.
I can't wait.
We have additional shout outs this week to Amelia and Aaliyah. Thank you guys for listening. And some happy birthdays to Margo, who turns 5, Logan, who turns 9, and Jack, who turns 10. Happy birthday, you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. All right, here's how this works. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of Fortnite trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer, and you're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct one. At the end, tally up your score, crown a winner, see if you were able to beat Meredith and Lila. Tapping in this episode at some Fortnite trivia. Are you girls ready?
Yes.
Okay. Round one, question one. What is the name given to the center of the island?
I
is correct.
We're question already off to a much better start than I would.
I mean, already, we could stop now. We could just call it and have a good afternoon. Okay, question number two. What is the name of the character that is shaped like a banana?
Peely.
Peely is right. See, this sounds delightful. I should play this game. Why aren't I? I'm so good at stuff that has like cute characters. Okay, question number three. In the start of the game, what do you jump out of?
Battle bus.
The battle bus. That is correct. Okay, question number four. What function do llamas serve in Fortnite?
They give you resources.
Yep, they do. They give you all your resources. Okay, question number five. What is the phone booth used for?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I stumped Lila and she knows everything.
We've got her stumped. We've got her stumped, everybody.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, it's where you can disguise yourself or change your skin. Okay, I'm so excited. I was so afraid I wasn't going to stump you and I finally did. Okay, question number six. Which limited time mode allows players to practice and interact with friends without the fear of dying?
Battle Lab.
Battle Lab is correct. Okay, question number seven. What does the color coding system tell us?
How rare an item is.
Yep, that's going to tell you all about rarity. All right, question number eight. What does the boogie bomb do?
forces people to dance.
Yes, it forces people to dance. I wish I had a boogie bomb in real life. Are you much of a dancer, Lila?
No.
No? All right. Okay, question number 9. How many different dab emotes are there? I don't even know what half the words in that sentence mean. I'm just going to be honest with you guys.
I think 2.
Okay. So everything I found online tells me that there's 3, but my son Wyatt also guessed 2. So I'm super afraid that I'm the wrong one.
I say give it to her.
So we're just going to give it to you. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay. Because I don't know the difference. You could tell me that for sure I'm wrong, Lila, and I would just believe you. Okay. Question number 10. What item creates a fort around you?
Port-a-fort
is correct. All right. Round 1. All done. You did it. All right. Are you feeling?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places. Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Feeling good about round 2?
Yes.
Okay. Question number 1 for round 2. What natural phenomena compels the participants to move in closer proximity to one another?
Storm.
Yep, that would be a storm. Okay, question number 2. Which mode of transport enables gamers to travel on water?
Motorboat.
That's right. I mean, that just feels like a normal human activity. I don't know what Fortnite's about, but it seems pretty normal. Okay, question number 3. Where can armor and health be restored without the use of medication?
Hold on, I have to think back a few updates. Slurpee Swamp.
That's right. Slurpee Swamp. That is right. Okay, question number 4. Which explosives do the most harm to structures?
Dynamite?
Dynamite is correct. That is right. That also seems like a very accurate thing. Okay, question number 5. What does the Rift to Go item do?
Teleports you to the air.
Yep, that is correct. It lifts you up. All right, question number 6. What is the name of the place with the towers called?
Tilted Towers.
Yes, Tilted Towers. Okay, question number 7. In C mode, which is the most expensive item?
A warship.
Yes, those are so pricey. And I should know because I'm constantly in the market for one, Lila. They're just always out of my price range. Okay, I should drink less Starbucks and I could afford one sooner, you think? Question number 8. Name the 2 items that heal you when your health is down.
Medkit and bandages.
Yes, that is right. Question number 9. What is the glider that you receive on winning your first game called?
Wet paint.
Wet paint is correct. All right, final question. In honor of the name, how long in terms of time period is a fortnight exactly? Yes, 2 weeks. 2 weeks is a fortnight. All right. So I'm going to be honest, this is a very different experience with you than playing video game trivia with your mother.
Well, we can't all be so successful at it like me.
I mean, I was so intimidated. I just gave Lila an answer I think is wrong. Like, I'm like, let's just call it. Let's just say you're right. Like, that's how intimidated I was about the whole thing. All right. You guys did it. You survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Good job. Thank you to Lila for tapping in on there for me.
Yeah, thank you, Lila.
Oh, well, that was way less than I thought it was going to be. Oh, yeah. I was prepared. I was like, as soon as that request came in so many times from Amari and then Elliot, and I'm like, guys, I would love to do this for you, but I don't know how we're going to survive it, but we did it.
Yeah, that was really nice. I was just like cruising Facebook and stuff while you guys were doing the work.
Yes. All right, guys, we love having to see your faces and saying hello. So make sure you keep sending us your pictures and your shout outs and all that fun stuff to our Instagram and our Facebook. If you head over to iTunes and Spotify, leave us reviews and 5 stars. You can also leave requests for shows. That's how we hear what you guys want to hear. And we go ahead and make that show. And it's just how we make the world go around here at Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. It's just how we do. It's just how we do.
How we do.
That is all for me today. I hope you guys have an amazing day, trivia friends.
Bye, kids.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.